Now, you mentioned the barn on the farm. What was that, just one big building, or did you have?
Yeah, one big building.
Okay.
Yeah. And see, in those days, we didn't put hay in the barn. The barn was utilized for the corn, the potatoes, the cotton. And the hay was made into a haystack.
Oh. Out
in the barnyard, or special little area where it was fenced off. Big haystacks. You stick a pole in the ground about 20 feet, and then you put the hay around it.
What kind of fence?
Mostly barbed wire fence.
Around the, yeah. Did you ever see those other ones that went like?
Oh yeah, the, what you'd call that, it's sort of like a bowl fence, yeah. But they call it,
rail fence? Shed fence?
It was,
didn't go straight, it went,
No, they were lashed together like this.
Uh-huh.
They were just made out of, cut out of the tree with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Very few of them were nailed, they were more or less woven.
Yeah, but animals could push them over.
Yeah, correct.
Haul the root around that.
Oh yeah. But they were pretty stout. They could stand quite a bit of pressure.
Well, pretty strong.
Oh yeah, and you better believe it.
Now, Mr. Gilbo, about, well, where'd you keep your, say your animals, all the animals and that sort of thing?
Well, in those days, very, very little shelter was provided for animals. Very little shelter. They had to rough it. It was root hog or die, so to speak. Your milk cow had a stall. Your saddle horse or buggy horse had a stall. And the mules, each had their stall. But as far as the beef cattle, they had plenty of woodland in those days. A lot of tickets. They'd go and get in there at night in real cold spell, you know. And then you'd give them hay in the daytime. But as far as having bond like we have today, really didn't need it. You had enough nature's protection with trees.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very little.
And you
shelter the body.
Okay. You just turn them out
in the woods, open range, so to speak. They take care of themselves.
Nowadays, all the...
Everybody has a nice bone and a nice shelter for their cattle. Improved pasture. Them days, no such thing as an improved pasture.
Did you have a place around the barn where all the animals could?
Oh yeah, the barnyard, when you pen up, yeah. They had dipping bats too when I was a kid.
Very good.
Doing dip for ticks.
Now the barn had a, what, had a?
Big loft, where you put the corn and some hay.
Yeah, any place where you store corn, a kind of a building or?
Some of the richer, more successful farmers had a special corn barn, you know. None would have a special potato barn.
Okay, or a place where maybe you stored grain? You know, grain?
Well, our only grain was corn. That's about the only grain we ever had.